I'm your host, John Flansburgh, and you're listening to the radio show, Now Hear This, on WNYC. Mason Jennings is a prolific 27-year-old from Minnesota. It would be easy to say his mellow acoustic approach is out of step with the over-amplified and hyper-electronic 21st century music scene. But I am happy to report that the deeper you dig into his songs, the more you'll get. It's my great pleasure to introduce live from Minneapolis, through the miracle of ISDN lines, Mason Jennings and the song Sorry Signs on Cash Machines. From last year's critically acclaimed Century Spring album, that was Sorry Signs on Cash Machines with our special guest, Mr. Mason Jennings, along with Chris Morrissey on bass and Brian McLeod on drums. So, Mason, tell us the story behind Sorry Signs on Cash Machines.
Well, I got engaged a couple years ago, and it was a huge step for me to ask my girlfriend at the time to marry me, and I just feel like it was like going into like, I don't know, I mean, just kind of like a pretty broke, you know, at the time, and didn't really know what I was going to end up doing in life, you know, because music isn't very stable, you know, it's not a stable thing mm-hmm. to do this, so just sort of saying, believe in me, you know, and putting it into the sound of music and believe in us. And just sort of like trying to put that feeling of like how important she is to me and how important like the making a family can be to me, you know, and just trying to capture that in the sound, like, you know, all these burning battlefields are now behind us. It's like leaving a part of my life and entering into what I hope to be, you know, building of a palace, so to speak, or something.
Mason, I was reading in some of your press that you started your musical career as a drummer, and I'm just curious why you gave up the carefree good times of pounding the skins for the unsettling burden of playing the acoustic guitar and singing and playing the piano.
I'm not sure. I think it has something to do with attention span or something, because it was like right in the middle of the song, I'd always get some great idea that was like the perfect fill, you know, the wickedest fill ever. And then it would just, the fill would happen, and then the people in front of me would turn around and look at me. And I got uncomfortable being looked at all the time, you know.
You got negative reinforcement as a drummer, so you decided to become a frontman?
Yeah, I think that's what it was, because that way I was looking at the drummer. You know, I was given the evil eye.
I've been listening to your record, you know, quite a bit, and it's been getting a lot of spins in our apartment. And one thing that really impressed me about it is just how ambitious it is in its purity. Most songwriters, especially young songwriters, are kind of preoccupied with very current stuff, sort of musical fashions. And it seemed like there was something very timeless about what you did, and it really came out of a singer-songwriter tradition. And I'm just curious how you got started writing these kinds of songs, because it seems very different.
Well, thanks, first of all. And I guess it just started for me because it's just the reason I do music. You know, I keep asking myself, like, why do I do it and why do I write? And it's, for me, it's just to make myself, like, give myself some hope, you know, rather than to get out there and travel and play in front of girls or to, you know, rock out. It's like I want to be able to sit by myself in a room, play a song, and feel some sort of hope. In the same way that, like, when you read a good book, or for me, when I read a good book, it's not, religious isn't the right word, but it's something like really sacred about a really good song. And I don't know. I feel like I'm just kind of hunting for that a little bit.
It seems to me like you're trying to write great songs. That's a very different kind of impulse than just writing songs for fun.
It's not like a project-based thing for me.
Yeah.
Like a lot of my friends say that they do it, like they enjoy to make stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like making paintings. But for me, it's not. It's definitely like it feels crazed. It's like inside me. It like wakes me up and stuff. Like I do a lot of other art that I like to do kind of as a fun project. But this, it's like, I don't know. It kind of, I mean, for one thing, I grew up in a really kind of weird environment, family-wise and stuff. And just, it was a way for me to feel like I was putting myself on the map and like existing. So it kind of has a deep root of like why I started writing, and like I think maybe that comes through. It's just I kind of have to do it.
Do you feel like your songs are sort of exercising some autobiographical part of your life?
Yeah, I mean it's definitely like it's autobiographical, and I think all my songs are in some ways. It's like sometimes I'll change words so they're not so autobiographical, just because I feel like it's kind of, it's like too much like showing somebody pictures or something. But yeah, it's exercising, and it's also character building. It's like trying to build my own person, like myself, through the music. Like I guess it's a growth experience. Like if I can focus hard and put my attention towards something of beauty, then somehow the rest of my person and my personality will follow. It's like setting a benchmark for being a good person or something.
Let's hear a song off your new album. It's called Use Your Voice, and it's on Architect Bar None Records. What is the song you're going to play for us now?
That's a song called Crown.
Took the train up from Illinois. I was following through on the letter you sent. I always feared that you'd be true to yourself, to the bitter end. Just kind of happened, or so she said. She was drinking and lonely, you know the rest. He meant nothing, he was happenstance. She says she loves me still and wants a second chance. But I don't want to be together, and I don't want to be apart. I don't want none of this love for you, honey, deep, deep down in my heart. Where's my golden crown that you took and passed around? There's no telling what a man might do with a life like this when it all falls through. 'Cause I don't wanna be together, I don't wanna be apart. I don't want none of this love for you, honey, deep, deep down in my heart.
Mr. Mason Jennings off his brand new album. That was Crown off of Use Your Voice on Architects Bar None Records. Mason, we don't make comparisons on this show, but when you play the harmonica and an acoustic guitar in the folk rock tradition, it's very hard not to think of all the sort of new Dylan scare rumors that go around with you. Is that a heavy burden?
No, it's my benchmark, you know. This summer I was just sitting in, you know, I'd be driving around in my van and listening to music, and I, you know, just always inundated with, man, should I shoot for the radio, or should I shoot for, you know, popular culture, or what should I be shooting for with my songs? What's the goal? And I'm like, man, it's for hope, you know, it's to make myself feel engaged in life. And then I went back to Dylan and listened to him a lot, and man, I don't know, it's the best thing that I know of. Best music that I have heard, so it's kind of my goal, you know.
In terms of the career that you're having, what does it mean to be on an indie label for you at this point? Is it just a practical thing, or what are your ambitions?
Ambitions are just to get better at songwriting. I mean, honestly, it's like and recording, because it's hard. I mean, it's especially if you're trying to shoot for something that you have in your head, I'm just not there yet, you know. So I'm thinking, all over my life, you know, by the time I die, I'd like to be getting close to what I'm shooting for. And the thing with labels is, if somebody's into helping me out in that journey, I'm totally into working with them. But that's kind of my criteria and my ambition. So,
well, what's changed for you over? You've made a number of albums at this point, and is this your fourth album?
Yeah.
What were your goals with this new record?
The new record is, I was hoping to finally find a band that I really felt comfortable with, work with all acoustic instruments, and be able to sort of be in a studio and be natural, and which means to me, like, not have headphones on and just be comfortable and spend some time in there just playing songs rather than putting little guitar parts on things or sort of decorating the tree, you know, like figuring out like little doodads and things. And it's expensive being in a studio, so it was sort of like, save up enough money that I can go in and sit there for 3 weeks at least and just play songs and then be able to get something that I feel like is unique, like unique takes of songs where it's not pasted together, but it's actually like a moment in time, you know. So that was what this album was for.
You don't do the overdubs?
On the last record, like Century Spring, it's a lot of it's overdubs and worrying a lot about pitches and like making sure everything was kind of whatever, quote unquote, perfect. This one, no, I was just kind of ran with it and just felt, at the end of the day, I just listened to the songs and felt if I got goosebumps from them, and if I did, I'd leave them.
That's a really unorthodox way of working. I mean, I think even just the sound of the drums alone would drown out everything else.
Yeah, we did, like, I would be in a different room, but we'd pump it through little speakers and stuff. So it wasn't completely natural, but it was not pieced together after the fact. I mean, it was a take. We're all doing it together, you know.
So, but the little speakers are okay, but not the headphones?
Yeah, I can't really hear. It's volume. It's something about volume. I can't hear how I sit in a room and play. You know, I end up adjusting really in strange ways that I can hear afterwards. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It's not for me to judge the method. Well, we sure want to thank you for being on the show. And I want to introduce your band just one more time. That's Chris Morrissey on the bass and Brian McLeod on the drums. You've been listening to the music of Mason Jennings. His brand new record is out, and it's called Use Your Voice. And thank you for being on Now Hear This.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Excellent.
Swing my hammer to the metal on the Northern Railway. Always a movie playing in my head. A million movies starring you and me.
If you're interested in hearing more of Mason Jennings' music, or more of any of the artists you've heard on Now Hear This, visit our website at www.wnyc.org.